Well, in case you haven't heard, there was an election yesterday. And we won't see any more commercials for at least another probably 14 months or something. Then we'll start the next series for the congressmen that are running. Your phone won't be ringing quite as often as it probably has been. Some people are happy and some are sad. And some of us just don't know what it's going to be. But the one thing we need to make sure that we are is a Christ-like citizen. We need to make sure that we understand our relationship to the government. In 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 4, Paul said, "Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Father, who desires all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth." We need to be praying for our elected officials. Whether we necessarily voted for them or not, they are our ones in authority. We live in a very unique society in which we elect our officials. 1 Peter 2 and verse 13 says, "Submit to them." Again, whether we agree with them or not, we are not to be one who is fighting against everything they say. If you'll go with me to 1 Peter 2, starting with verse number 13, it said, "Therefore submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to kings as supreme or to governors, who are as to those who are sent by him, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, yet not using liberty as a cloak for vice, but as bondservants of God." We need to submit. We need to pray. And we need, according to Romans the 13th chapter, and verses 1 through 7, recognize who these officials are in the sight of God. We need to know and understand that God put them there. I may not understand it, but it says in Romans 13:1, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities." There's no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of authority? Do what's good and you'll have the praise of the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. If you do evil, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister and an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, and this is important, you must be subject not only because of wrath, but for conscience sake. For because of this you also pay taxes, for they're God's ministers, attending continually this very thing. Render, therefore, to all their due. Taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom custom, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor. We are to be good stewards of the freedom that we've been given, both our spiritual freedom and our political freedom. And I think Christians have a duty to exercise their responsibility as citizens. The book of Acts, I believe, shows that it was Christians who were the best citizens in the empire, the very best of citizens. I hope that when the history of this day and time is written, that they'll be able to say the same thing, that Christians were the very best of citizens. In Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16, Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its favor, how shall it be seasoned? It's good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." We are to be the saving power, the salt of the earth. But if we lose our favor, if we don't do what God has told us to do, then we're good for nothing but to be trampled underfoot. He goes on to say, "You're the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do they light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a lampstand, so that it gives light to all who are in the house." Now listen, Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and honor you. No. It says they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. We are to pray for our officials. We're to submit to those officials. We're to understand they're God's ministers, the good, for God's glory. For God's glory. But you know, I'm undoubtedly, you know, I'm a very political person. But I wonder how God's people can be so moved by politics and not their love for Christ. I find myself wishing that more Christians would be as vocal about their Christianity as they are about their politics. I find myself wishing that more Christians would be as willing to promote Jesus Christ to the lost as they are to promote their political candidate and their political philosophy to their neighbors. I find myself wishing that more of us would be willing to defend the doctrine of Christ as they are the platform of their political party. I find myself wishing that more Christians would feel the need to be involved in the local church as they feel the need to get out and vote. Don't you find it strange that God's children can be moved to be so vocal and so involved when it comes to politics, but so timid and so uninvolved when it comes to Christianity? Brethren, our actions betray us sometimes. Passion is driven by love, and a lack of passion for the cause of Christ may be saying something about our love for Him. We need to examine ourselves. We need to look deeply within our hearts and be moved for the cause of Christ. God is still in control, whether your man won or whether your man lost. And He will be tomorrow, and He will be until the end of time. And when time's over, it won't matter who won last night. It'll matter how we react to it. It'll matter where our love is and how we show that love. As we look at ourselves and we think about the way we've acted today, the things that we've said today, the thoughts that we've had today, do we need to repent? Or have we lived for the glory of God? Can we help? Can we pray with you? If we can, will you come while we stand and while we sing?